It is a Wellness Wednesday, and for the first time in a long time, Giselle Hoffman and I are in this on the same Zoom call at the same time. My friend, I have missed you so much.
Hello, my Danny dearest. How are you doing? Yes, it actually feels like forever. It's just the time of the year is usually so busy, and usually, you know, when your schedule starts snowballing towards the end of the year, also now that, you know, with COVID, you can, in fact, have a bit of gatherings and things anymore. More events and things are taking place, and I think that's why your schedule is so hectic, as well as mine. And the last week, there was just no time. And people, yep. If we say just no time, there was not one half an hour that synced in Danny and my diary at the same time that we actually could have done this recording.
But it's nice to hear your voice. It's nice to have you back. And it's nice to see that I'm not the only one. You know, I've spent the last couple of weeks just going like hardcore in work, just hustle, hustle, hustle. And I have burnout now. And I'm on all kinds of supplements and no more coffee and going to bed at a good hour and wearing blue light glasses and doing all of the things. But I've got to tell you, to get to that point, I don't want anyone to feel like that. So I want to talk to you today about stress and cortisol and what we need to be eating so we're not stressing out in November. The year is nearly done. We need to end it good.
Oh, well, Danny, you know what? At the end of the day, when it comes to stress and things like that, it's not so much about just eating something different and then it goes away.
Oh, great.
I think this is where mindful living is more coming into play than mindful eating, actually. So eating, yes, is 100% part of it, but a big part of it is also how you spend your time. If you are currently in a stressful situation, can you remove yourself from it? Can you resolve it? Can you sort of take a step back from it? Mm-hmm. What is going to be the next step? Because with that being said, I think, you know, we're pretty much in the same boat, you and I as well, because things does become stressful. I mean, we're in November, you know, there's still a lot to be done before the end of the year. Christmas lights are going up left, right, and center, and that makes me panic. Not because I don't love Christmas. I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year, but it just makes me realize, oh my word, we're in the last leap towards the end of the year and there's just still so much to get done. And that makes me a little bit anxious and panicky. And I'm going to say stressed. You know, I also get stressed very often, but it's about how you deal with it. And that's why maintaining it on a daily basis, from exercising daily to eating the right stuff to, like I say, you know, remove yourself from stressful situations or dealing with them. I often find that when I have a lot to get done, I have to write it down and make a list and scratch the one after the other one out as soon as I finish it, because in my mind, that's how I work and that's how it makes me feel. I'm dealing with the situation one at a time, I'm getting it done, and I'm moving on to the next one. That's the only way for me to get through a whole lot of stuff that I have to get done on a daily. So I don't know how you deal with situations like that, but yes, stress is quite a big reality. It does affect your specifically your hormones, and we are talking about your steroid hormone cortisol, and that really does affect any and everything else. I mean, you can feel exhausted from it. You can feel like, you know, you can't mentally focus the way you are supposed to. There's also a whole lot of other side effects and problems that can sort of sprout if you don't deal with the problem at hand.
100%. You know, I was recently talking to someone about my stress levels and how to manage the burnout and the cortisol and all of that. And they were saying, if you don't manage it, the three biggest killers in Africa at the moment are stress and burnout related, which directly correlates to cortisol, and it's cancer, diabetes, and heart problems. So if you are not managing your stress, you are actively hurting your body.
100%, because it affects inflammation, you see. The correct levels won't help you to reduce inflammation on your body on a daily basis. And we know with inflammation, the wrong kinds of inflammation, of course, you know, and chronic inflammation all the time comes all forms of illnesses and diseases. So let's address the problems. Let's try and be the best and healthiest version of ourselves. And let's make the best of every day and tackle this problematic situation so that we don't have to sit with the negative end results at the end of the day.
Luckily for us, though, we know someone who is a wellness enthusiast and has written a cookbook that is designed to fight inflammation. You know, we're very blessed.
Oh, who is this person, Danny? I also would love to just talk to her for a second because I feel like I'm going through a lot of stressful things at the moment.
Well, her name happens to be Azelle Hoffman, and it's okay if she's also stressed. But luckily, we can all turn to your cookbook, Mindful Eating, because all of the recipes in this are designed to fight stress, even the good ones, even the ones that we think are the bad foods, like cakes and cookies and all those things. They're all designed with a purpose to help fight inflammation. And if you don't have the book yet, you got to get it. I've put the link to the ebook on the article. But Azelle, just talk to us a little bit about the why behind this book, because we've touched on it before, but I think we need to be reminded.
You know, Danny, I remember I was born with congenital hip dysplasia. I've had 14 hip operations. And for me, it was a whole journey of starting to love myself again. And yeah, a lot of mind games, if you can put it like that, comes into play, because if you can't be happy with the person and the reflection you see in the mirror, you've got homework to do. And I went through a phase in my life where I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. And that was a time in my life when my health was not at its best. And if you're not happy with who you are, you're stressed about the way you look, the way you appear, the way you go out in public all the time. And these might sound like silly little things, but in Afrikaans is a saying, this altyd klein jakkels is vir die wingerd afbrand. And that really is what it is. Like, little things is, at the end of the day, the big things in your life. And after, you know, trying any and everything, I'm talking about all forms of anti-inflammatory pills and all kinds of things like that, trying so desperately to get rid of pain and inflammation in my body. One day I just said to myself, enough is enough. I'm going to start by controlling what I put in my body to begin with. Then perhaps I don't have to struggle trying to get rid of the side effects thereof. And that's sort of where I started experimenting with foods and started realizing when I eat certain things, I feel a certain way. When I eat something else or different elements or different ingredients, I feel so much better. And that was sort of where the whole inspiration for developing recipes started. And you started. And back then, it was not the intent to write a cookbook at all. It was not the intent to put my knowledge and my years of experience out there for other people to learn from. I honestly did it out of desperation to try and make myself better. And I still get better year in and year out. I mean, I'm looking at my cookbook cover, and I mean, this book was published last year, February. And technically, in order to have it on the shelf last year, February, the photo shoot was already done the year before in September. Yeah. And I don't even look like that anymore, because I know I'm 2 years further away from fighting more and more inflammation on a daily basis, improving myself on a daily basis. Because I always say to people, if you can strive to just improve yourself 1% every single day, how much improvement are you going to, you know, achieve within 1 year? And, you know, like, I've learned a lot in the last couple of years. I'm still learning. I'm still going to be learning in years to come. But I learned how to love and appreciate myself. And people, just remember, you have one body and you have the rest of your life to live in that one body. So you might as well be kind to it. You might as well take care of it, and you might as well cherish it and try and improve it where necessary. If there's something that you don't like, make it a work in progress and work on it on a daily basis. Rome was not built in a day. Nothing that's a quick fix to any problem is going to last. Just also remember that. So be kind to yourself and make the most of every day, and learn to appreciate the little victories in your life, because that's what mindful eating is all about. I ate myself back to health. I learned how to love myself again. And you'll see in the intro of my book, I speak of the five different love languages. And before I was able to share those love languages with other people around me, I had to first share it and, you know, sort of give it to myself. And remember also, you can't overflow from an empty cup. If your cup is not full, people, if you don't love and appreciate who you are, you can't overflow that love and kindness to the people you surround yourself with. And also, if you surround yourself with the wrong people, your efforts and your love is going to go wasted. So also start being a bit more strict on who and where and how you spend your time, because also there's two things that money can't buy in life, people. It's your health and it's time. So if you can start investing time in your health, it will be the best investment that you will ever make.
Well, we're talking about stress and you're talking about eating yourself back to health. Now, I've obviously, because I'm very stressed at the moment, I've been doing some research and speaking to medical professionals about the things that I can eat, right, every day that will help lower the cortisol alongside sleeping 8 hours, drinking water, moving my body. And you're going to be really happy because some of your favorite things in the world are on this list. And it's things like olive oil, really good dark chocolate, pumpkin seeds, spinach. You know, it's all of the things that are already Ezell approved. And I just feel like this book of yours, Mindful Eating, is a cortisol hack almost, because it has all of these things all the time in them.
Hashtag I've hacked the cortisol. Thanks, Danny. That's going to be my new hashtag going forward. I really hope it makes global trending levels. But yes, in a way, you're right. You see, any and everything you've mentioned there is all anti-inflammatory, from the spinach and the pumpkin seeds loaded with fiber, but also spinach and pumpkin seeds also loaded with protein. Mm. Now, not a lot of people know, but there's reasons Popeye ate spinach out of a can, and I'm going to be praying that it was sort of canned in olive oil and not sunflower oil, because I cannot see spinach being canned in brine, to be very honest with you. So I'm going to give Popeye the benefit of the doubt with regards to that. But pumpkin seeds per 100 gram contains 33 grams of clean, pure plant-based protein. So again, you know, apart from being loaded with omegas and fibers and things like that, why would you want to be snacking on anything else? I toast them, I roast them, I flavor them. They're so, you know, quick and easy and nifty to mix with all kinds of different things. And just last night, I was actually grilling some carrots. I call it my Christmas carrots. It's so funny. Not Christmas carols, I change it to carrots, but it's a pre-steamed carrots that I just flash fry in a little bit of olive oil with some honey, a splash of olive oil. I put some cinnamon in there, some almond flour, and a pinch of salt for the extra love and flavor of it. And trust me, it is absolutely to die for. And what was the secret ingredient? The handful of pumpkin seeds that I added to the pan that just slowly toasted and roasted together, enhancing with all those beautiful flavors. And it is a side dish to, you know, add to pretty much anything. Fish, chicken, roast turkey on the table, your favorite brine meats that you might be brining on Saturday or Sunday. I mean, we are sort of in the rundown towards the weekend because, I mean, Wednesday is called Small Friday, isn't it? Yep. You know, so it's pretty much rundown to the weekend. So again, people, just because we're November, just because you're stressed, I think now more than ever, take care of yourself so that you can be the healthiest and best version of yourself, so that you do not burn out before you get to the end of the year. Because yes, we're still in the ripple effect of COVID. COVID is still affecting so many things. And, you know, just thinking of my own schedule and your schedule, I mean, because of COVID, there was no events and public appearances and things like that for such a long time. And now all of a sudden that, you know, they say, no, these things are allowed again. All clients and corporates are trying to sort of get their last, you know, bit in before the end of the year. And to jam pack a lot of things into one day is a stressful situation, my friend. Yeah.
No, for sure. Okay, but we are not sharing a carrot recipe today, Ezell Hoffman. We are doing we're doing one of the quote unquote, and I know it's not really bad, but one of the ones that I look at and I'm like, that's bad. I'm going to want to eat a lot of that, and that must be bad for me. Now, I know a braaibroekie, but I don't know a dessert braaibroekie. Ezell Hoffman, what are we making today?
Well, I did write in my scribbly hand notes as a side note, the love is ... toasted dessert. And that is honestly spot on, because you can, this can be made in a sandwich press. I do encourage you to make it on the fire. Now, you are going to be making first a little bit of prepping, people, because all that little bit of prep and effort in the beginning is really going to give you the perfect end result that you are looking for, because we're going to be making French toast first. Now, I absolutely love 100% rye bread. I also love 100% yeast-free rye bread, because then it means it's 100% gluten-free. Now, my body is not a fan of gluten at all. Gluten causes quite a bit of inflammation for me. But, you know, you also get your beautiful sourdough breads and things like that, because people remember, bread is supposed to have four ingredients. If you can count on the packet anything more than four, this is now excluding the additional seeds and maybe flavorings and things that, you know, some people can put in, like maybe you're making a seeded loaf and you might be putting pumpkin seeds. And because Danny and I just spoke about that. Mm. So the four ingredients will by default exclude the pumpkin seeds, but a good quality bread is not a bad ingredient. Remember, your little engine called your metabolism, your little engine called metabolism's fuel is in fact carbohydrates. So if you don't want a slow metabolism when you get older, people, you will still have to consume carbohydrates on a daily basis. I mean, I consume carbohydrates every single day, but it's good quality carbohydrates. And that is where all of the difference comes in. It's quality over quantity always. But for this recipe, we're going to make a beautiful French toast first. And then we're going to be topping it with, well, what I said here, my almond butter, because it's a beautiful alkalizer. You're going to sweeten it with some raw honey. By choice, I'll choose a blue gum. Then we're going to just a pinch of salt, because you need to enhance the flavor, people. And then some of my favorite anti-inflammatory fruits is, of course, bananas. And it also helps with your cortisol levels, people. Take notes. And I love adding strawberries, because it's a beautiful, vibrant pop of color. And I'm just a fan of berries in general. So it doesn't have to be strawberries, but trust me, on this recipe, the strawberries just really hit the sweet spot. And then you sort of add the second slice to the top to make your sandwich. And then I sort of spritz it with a bit of olive oil on the outside, because you do want it to beautifully crisp up over the fire. And trust me, when you bite into it, the honey and the almond butter is going to drip off the sides, and you're going to have sticky fingers, and you're going to just say, "Ooh, I love my life." And that is what mindful eating is all about.
You see, you can have your dessert braaibroodjie and eat it and still fight your cortisol and your stress. I love this. Okay, exactly. Izal Huffman, you don't only make amazing food and fix people's bodies, but you also do a lot of other things. On socials, Izal at Izal Huffman Lifestyle Chef on Facebook and Izal Huffman on Instagram. My friend, what are you up to this week?
Well, Danny, I actually was cooking quite a bit with Zydus Healthcare yesterday. So very exciting stuff happening there. Today I was cooking with my all-time favorite Margaret Hirsch in the Bosch kitchen in Centurion. So we whipped up healthy snacks to get you through November. So for me, it was my chocolate flaxseed flapjacks. So I did have flapjacks for lunch. Thank you for asking. But I also made my mocha hazelnut muffins. That is the chickpea base that I'm definitely having for dessert after dinner this evening. But yes, it's all about being mindful, getting all the work done, writing a lot of content at the moment, because we are, like I'm saying, moving towards Christmas, fairy lights and things everywhere. But yes, on the motoring side, as always, still have two races left. I'll be covering that for Ignition before the end of the year. So for people that's interested on the motoring side of life, you can also give me a follow on motoring.talk on Instagram as well and see what I get up to there.
I am living for your, all of your content makes me list for food. I've just got to tell you. And every time you make a coffee or post anything about coffee, I go and make a coffee.
Ach, Danny, thank you so much for always being such a loyal fan of my page. I sincerely appreciate that.
Listen, I got my top fan badge a long time ago on your Facebook. Okay, I just want you to know.
I did. I know. I got my notification. Danny Painters received a top fan badge. I couldn't help but giggle, because I must be honest with you, Danny. Since our you know, our paths have crossed like over 2 years ago. I just really feel like we've had a phenomenal journey together. And it's not just about our weekly chats right here on Jacaranda. It's about any and everything else as well. Yeah. You know, we all have one life and we need to live it 100%. And just touching base with you ever so often, it just makes me feel like, you know, we don't need to have a million friends, but as long as you have a few good ones, life is really worth living. And, you know, always remember there's always someone worse off than you. So whenever you find yourself in a situation and you feel like, why me or poor me? Just remember, there's always a silver lining around every cloud. And if you can choose to see the glass half full instead of half empty, nothing in life is ever going to be too much of a burden for you.
Mm-hmm. Izelle Huffman-White, wise words ending off this podcast. Thank you so much, my friend. I have put the link to the book. You can get the ebook on the website, jacarandafm.com. And until next week, beautiful Izelle Huffman will be back for another
Have a blessed and mindful week, my friend. Lots of love. Cheerio.